Hey, everybody. I think part of the draft is always about, number one, picking the best players for your football team, and part of it's luck. The guys that you really like are still there, and so a lot of it was a little of both tonight so far. First of all, the amount of work that our scouts and Rick and George Payton and all those guys have done has been tremendous on everybody in the draft. But we did a whole bunch of work on, obviously, Trey Waynes. And, to me, it's extremely important that you have guys with great character, great leadership, great competitors, and then, obviously, the athletic ability that he has. And so that's always been big to me. Everybody says I love corners, and I guess maybe I do, but I love good football players more than I love corners. And but I felt like he could help us a whole lot in a lot of different ways. Everybody bases the Pro Bowl on how many interceptions you get, and you may get 6 or 8 interceptions a year, whereas my whole mentality is how many times do you deny your guy the football? And you have a chance to do that 40 times a ball game maybe. So I think that's important for our corners that we have here with the Vikings. So, questions?
Do you anticipate him to compete for a starting job right away?
I anticipate everybody to compete for a starting job.
Trey Waynes came in at 186 pounds at the combine. Do you think he needs to gain weight?
No. I think it's natural prototype for corners, 185 pounds. That's the starters in the league. So he's got good height, good speed. I don't worry about the 186. I worry about if they can cover.
Like Xavier faced a...
Well, I don't like making comparisons to guys because it kind of pigeonholes them. He's got length like Stephon Gilmore. It kind of reminds me a little bit of him, but they're different guys. So, but when I was watching, I actually went to his workout, and so but that's kind of a little bit who he reminded me of.
Like Xavier faced a little bit of a learning curve, kind of where to draw the line between being physical and drawing penalties at this level. Is that something Trey's going to have to work through as well?
I think all college corners, when they come to the NFL, the rules are so much different where you can, put your hands on receivers. Trey has a little bit of grabby, up the field, which we'll have to correct. He does a good job in press, but there's, some things that I see on tape that, I want to address with him. And he's got the great size and the length, and he's done a good job and Michigan State does a great job in teaching these corners anyway. They've done it for a long time. For me, it's just seeing these guys with my own eyes, because I go out here and at practice and watch them, and then I can kind of visualize in my mind what they would look like compared to the rest of the guys.
What separated him if you kind of looked at some of those top cornerbacks?
I think his overall game, the combination of everything. He's got great speed. He's 4.31. He's 6 foot. It's hard to find 6 foot corners nowadays. I mean, there's a few in this draft this year, but to get big corners that can run and have good change of direction, they're hard to find.
The potential to kind of pair him with Xavier and kind of have two tall guys going forward here for the future?
Not so much, the tall part. I mean, obviously you want to get as big a guys as you can, and they can still play the positions, but it was more about finding another good, solid corner as we go in the future, yes.
At what point, Mike?
What were your thoughts at 7 when the Bears took the big receiver?
I was glad they didn't take Wayne's. Really, I mean. Yeah, you know. I mean, it's nice to be able to have height against height. You know, you can probably write it down. We're not going to take any 5'9 corners here. So, Rick and I, we've talked about that many times, but because I like big guys.
At what point, Mike, did you kind of say Trey Waynes was a guy you'd love to have on the Vikings? At what point during the process?
It's been ongoing for quite a while, but it's not so much it's this particular guy, it's this group of guys that we think would really fit because, you know, Chicago might have taken him or, you know, so you have to have three or four guys. And I know for the last week we've been kind of sweating that maybe, you know, he might go before we get a chance to pick.
Are you one of those who can stay calm as the picks are getting closer and closer to yours, or do you get a little more amped up as it's getting closer when you got your guy that you want?
I'm pretty calm unless sometimes when one of the guys I like goes, I don't, you know, it's like, darn it. Kind of like that.
I know smart, intelligent players in the secondary specifically, some you really covet. Was there anything specific that you saw in Waynes during this pre-draft process?
Well, we had him in for the top 30. I sat down and talked to him for quite a while. We all of our coaches, George Edwards, talked to him about defense and schematics and learning, and so did Jerry Gray. And you know, we have a process that we go through that each one of these guys that come and talk to us for quite a while, and I sat and talked to them for a long time as well.
Time for two more.
So since Rick is entertaining possible trades, are you trying to talk him out of it as you kind of look at Trey sitting there?
No, not really. You know, we try to, you know, we try to figure out the scenarios if we move. What happens if for instance Trey would not be there, you know, where the options that we would go to, and what's the value of moving back to getting this next player if he's there, and if you how many spots you move back, and you know, maybe three of them are gone, and then you know it's like, so a little bit just value, a little bit you know, those guys, as you know probably better than I, they've done throughout the years, they've done a great job in moving around and making trades, and they're pretty prolific up there. Rob Brzezinski and George Payton get on the phone and they make the deals, and along with Rick, and so they're pretty darn good at it.
Last one. Does adding another talented cornerback like this allow you to do anything maybe more schematically that you weren't able to do last year?
Yes. Depending, you know, on how fast this guy matures and how fast he gets into the NFL game and all that stuff, when you don't have to really worry too much about the corners, you know, they're out there, I got you, you know, these guys got them covered. You don't have to give them much help. You don't have to cheat the coverages. You can do numerous things that allow you to attack offenses. And when you have to help a guy or protect a guy or, you know, use some more of your guys than you really would like to, then it makes it more difficult, yes.
All right.
Thank you.